Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Wow. Come on, give it up for all that creative stuff. Come on, you can do better than that all campuses today. Bruno Mars. The reason why we do that, a lot of people ask, why do you do secular songs? You know, I was standing on the front row of our church in Florida recently, and I had a friend there that I'd witnessed to and asked him to go to church, Nicole and I, and we looked over, and she had never sang any of the songs. She didn't know it, and they tagged in like a secular song, and she started singing it. She felt like she was a part of what we were doing, and the good news is at the end, she actually accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Come on, that's why we do what we do. It's fun. So the reason why we did the NASA thing, I don't know if you guys saw in the news this weekend, but Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, two billionaires, decided they wanted to race to space. Anybody saw that? And they have like loads of money, just like, how many of y'all know if you got loads of money, you don't even have to be a rocket scientist, you just figure it out. And these guys have this dream, for whatever reason, to go to space. You know, I told you during our kingdom teaching, we were talking about Jeff Bezos, how he actually went over, and some of these guys went over to Russia, and they bought rockets. How many of y'all shop online, but you don't go around buying rockets, you know? How many of you ain't got no rocket money? I didn't even shoot off bottle rockets at 4th of July. But these guys are trying to get into space, you know, and when I read some of it, they said they only went 66 miles into space. They were only there for 11 minutes. They said that's actually less time than Jeff Bezos gives his staff to go to the bathroom. Go on, somebody. But the fact is, they're looking to go somewhere. They're looking to change elevation. They're looking to get to another height. They're looking to defy gravity. These guys aren't. So this weekend, I kind of wanted to use that a little bit to tell you where they're wanting to go. Jesus already went, and now we're seated with him in heavenly places, and we are way longer than 11 minutes. Come on. And I want to specifically deal with the area of healing. A lot of people are afraid of sickness and disease, and rightfully so, if you don't know who you are and what you have in Christ. And so recently somebody asked me at our church in Florida, the demographic of your church is really interesting because there's a lot of old people that go to your church for as young of a vibe as you guys have. They said, why do you think that is? And I said, two reasons. Number one, my dad raised me on oldies music, so I break into a lot of 50s, 60s music. And number two, most churches, the old people die off, but at our church, when we get you trained that well, you just live forever. So it looks like there's a lot of old people. Come on, somebody. But we teach them with long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. So Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 4, it says, surely he hath borne our griefs. And that word born right there, if you look it up, is the word NASA. NASA, N-A-S-A. Which means to lift off. We know our space program in the United States of America is NASA. It means to lift off. It's like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Lift off. Well, it says here, it said that surely Jesus had NASA'd or lifted off, carried all of our griefs and sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are healed. Not gonna be, we are healed. Jesus took all of our sickness and disease 2,000 years ago, and he carried it on the cross, so there's no sense in both of us being sick. Now, there's a lot of people in our church are really old because a lot of them were supposed to die a long time ago, and then Nicole and I took the church 17 years ago, and we preached healing heavy, and in fact, we've had, this is going to freak some people out, but we've had people die in the church, and we said no, and we resurrected them, and they came back and said, "Why'd you bring me back here?" I know that's a lot for people, but you'll learn because the Bible said you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. It says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Now there's something in these billionaires. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's a little bit of ego. Maybe it's just too much money. But they're wanting to launch themselves up to get higher, to go somewhere nobody else has ever been. In fact, one of the guys said he would give $28 million to just ride along with them. You know, that's a lot of money. Here's $28 million for 11 minutes to ride. That's like more expensive than Disney World. But people are looking for something, and what they don't understand is that Jesus is the thing that they're looking for, and when you allow him to come in your life, he lifts off all the heavy burdens. Cancer has to fall off. Disease has to fall off. COVID has to fall off. Diabetes has to fall off, because at that name, somebody ought to shout amen, at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, and all hell trembles at that night. Everybody shout, "We have liftoff." So he bore that. He bore that on the cross 2,000 years ago. I got so many scriptures here. I want to go to Ephesians real quick. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And it says, "And he has raised us up together with him." Again, they use that word NASA right there. "He has NASA'd us up together with him. And he made us sit together with him in heavenly places, that in the ages to come," which is now and forevermore, "he might show his exceeding riches of his grace," grace and favor the next 5 years, "his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ." We've been raised up, seated together with him. $28 million, can I be seated next to you, Jeff Bezos? He's a businessman. He said, "For $28 million, absolutely, you can sit next to me." They said the last minute the guy had a scheduling conflict. I don't know what that means. But we don't have to pay $28 million to be seated next to Jesus. And he has already lifted us up. Picture that right now in Cape Canaveral, Florida. When that thing starts going crazy and we watch it go off, there's just these boosters and these rockets that is causing this enormous amount of weight to be lifted off into space. And by the way, not 11 miles into space, not 66 miles into space. They're going up. Up, up and away. Jesus now is seated at the right hand of the Father in the third heaven, beyond where any astronaut can ever go, where your mama and daddy and grandma might already be praying for you, that you get a revelation that you don't have to die sick. You can die healed. You don't have to die in fear. You can die in faith. Give God praise today. Come on, Florida. Come on, you can do a little bit better than that. This is good preaching. The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die, absolutely. But you can choose when you want to die. Fear, write this down. Fear, false evidence appearing real. The devil come to you and say, "You're 51 years old. Your daddy died when he was 56. What does that have to do with me?" Well, your grandpa died when he was only in his 60s. Your auntie died when she was in her 50s. What does that got to do with me? Because I know what they don't know. None of them knew how to fly airplanes. I do. None of them knew how to buy apartment buildings and be in real estate like me and Nicole did, and we did. But just because they were broke doesn't mean we, with all due respect, we don't have to get what our biological father got, because Jesus died on the cross for us 2,000 years ago, and he NASA'd us. He lifted us off of the regular world system and said, "The just shall live by faith." Now, I know a lot of preachers don't preach this stuff. Most preachers don't even go to this many scriptures. They tell you 3 points in a poem and say, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord keep you. I want you to learn something at church. I want you to get this in you so you can be free from the fear of dying. So when the enemy comes in and says, you're going to die there, it's going to be a cold, rainy day when they bury you. You're going to go through all this pain. Well, number one, you probably got insurance, so you could probably go to the doctor and they could give you some morphine and you could die in peace. Thank God for doctors and nurses. Come on, give it up for doctors and nurses. But when you do die, you don't have to die in fear, so don't die today, because you're probably not going to die today. I feel like I'm dying. You ain't dying. You're hot. It's 100 degrees in St. Louis right now. You're hot. Plus, you're in menopause. You got hot flashes on top of that, so you feel like you're dying. So we got psychological issues. We've got biological issues. We've got philosophical issues. We've got issues. But what we need to take control of is our mind. And the Bible said, you will know the truth, and the truth will, shout it, set you free. I'm going to shout it again. You shall know the truth, and the, come on, Florida, truth shall set you free. Free. Now, let's go to Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. I love this. Chapter 1, verse 8. For we do not want you ignorant, brother, of all the trouble which came on us in Asia. A lot of people don't understand all the suffering that Paul went through. But suffering is not something that God puts on you. Suffering is something that the enemy puts on you. So let me tell you this. The Bible said the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you can suffer. I came that you might have life, and life more abundantly. The Amplified says, to the full, to the overflow. It's exciting. So a lot of Christian songs say, I'm in the mud, I'm in the crud, and I'm a dud, and that's the way it'll always be. So I make a lot of enemies talking about these sad songs because I don't like them at all. I could turn on a Christian radio, and I know in 2 seconds, in a foreign town, and I go, that's a Christian song if I've ever heard it. I feel sick within 2 seconds. I want to hear some worship music like, I'm going to see a victory, right? Dry bones. I hear the dry bones rattling. Ow, ow, ow. So you get, not all Christian music is the same. Not all cereal is the same. By the way, we were lied to. Remember when I was a little kid and you're like, this is good for me. Mom said, this has bran in it. This has raisins in it. Come to find out, it was 19,000 calories of sugar, and you had diabetes at 10. So they had limited information, but cereal wasn't right. Come on, somebody understand what I'm saying? This is revelation. A lot of you are like, what? Fruity Pebbles is going to kill me? I'll have none of that. Remember when you bought cereal for the toy? Raise your hand. Okay, jump to verse 20 for Tom. It says, for all the promises of God in him are yes, yes, and amen. They're yes. Why do we have this big yes behind me? Because the Jesus is saying yes. Will you heal me? Yes. I already did 2,000 years ago. God, will you send me a man? Yes. Will you send me a wife? Yes. Will you send me some money? Yes. God's the biggest yes man you've ever seen. God loved you and me so much that he sent Jesus so he could say yes. Because of our sin and our shortcomings, he could have never said yes because of all the stupid things that he's done. I've done enough dumb stuff to sabotage my whole life, but because of the forgiving power of Jesus Christ and his grace, yet when I sin, his grace is made perfect in my weakness. So Jesus doesn't heal you because you're good. And Jesus doesn't put sickness on you because you're bad. The devil puts that on you. So it's really easy. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. Let's all shout that. Come on, Florida. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's... One more time. What? If it's good, it's God.
Don't go blaming that on God. God was putting that on you to teach you something.
I have a grandson. He's 8 months old. I'm here to brag to you and tell you that his second words he ever said, first words he ever said was mama. The second words he ever said was papa. Papa. That's me if you don't know. Ask me why they call me Big Papa. Okay. So Liam's learning to crawl. And Nicole today, she said she saw a 12-month-old and the little sucker was moving and grooving. She said, we got to get the house ready. Because she doesn't want him to fall down the steps. Now, Christian people sometimes would say, let him fall down the steps. God's going to teach him something. Let him just crack his head all the way down on his little soft spot and injure him, because after all, we want him to know that steps are dangerous. Don't put the little plugs in the plug in. Let him feel the power of electricity. Well, you're saying the same thing when you're saying this about a loving Jesus. He didn't put that junk on you. He said, I came to take it off of you. I came to lift it off of you. I came to NASA it off of you. So you got to get some faith in your heart that I will live. I will not die. I'm coming out bold, strong, healed, delivered, blessed, favored. I am an overcomer. I'm not fighting for the victory. I'm fighting from a position of victory. Of victory. Come on, give him praise. I'll give you 10 seconds to praise. 9, 8, 7. Woo. The answer is yes.
Let's go to 3 John. It's only one chapter. But it takes a minute to find it, because there's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's not that one. You got to go past Peter, and then you get up into John. But my pastor, Chris Hodges, he did a thing a couple years ago. He had about 20 preachers in the room, and everybody's in the room. And he said, tonight, I'm going to go around the room, and I've pre-written things that I love about Jeremy Foster. I've pre-written things I love about this guy and that guy and the other guy. And I'm just like, I can't wait till he gets to me. Hurry. What does he? Because he's important to me. I want to make him happy. And he said, what can I say about David Crane? And he said a lot of great things, but he said, the main thing he said was, he said, he starts it by saying, the answer's always yes. Will you take me here? Yes. Would you do that for me? Yes. The answer is always yes. I left the room going, man, that's awesome. Because that's what my earthly father did. I remember one time somebody called and he asked somebody, back before everybody had phones in their pocket, they had a thing called a car phone. Remember the car phone? So there was a phone in the car. And so you only got it when you were in the car. So in his car phone, he only had one number on the visor, because there also wasn't automatic, like, hey, call David. He had to dial it in. He pulls down his visor, and he had one number, and that was my number. My brothers hated it. Everybody in my family hated it. But you know why he had that one number? Because he knew if he called me, I'd say, so he called me and said, I called this guy and asked him to do this, that, and the other for me. And he, when I called him and said, hey, would you do this for me? He said, depends, what is it? He said, I hung up on him. Because my dad had standards. The answer was, I'll say yes to you, but you say yes to me. So when my dad called, the answer was yes. Now my pastor, if he calls me, whatever it is, it's not going to be illegal, immoral, might be fattening. Not might be, probably will be, I guarantee it will be, I promise you. But the answer is yes. I want you to understand that when you call your heavenly father and you use the phone of the power of the Holy Spirit to talk to him, the answer is going to be yes, of course, I already did it. I'm glad that you're asking now, because whatever we ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he will give it to us. So you say, Father, will you heal me of sugar diabetes? The answer is yes. Father, will you heal me of cancer? The answer is Father, will you get rid of all whatever sickness and disease is? The answer is always, it's just said here, his answer is yes and amen.
3 John. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture today, but I really want to get people out of ICU. I really want people to know, oh, man, God, I'm going to die of that thing. I'm going to put my faith in this, and I'm going to put my faith in the jab. And I'm going to do whatever you want to do, but make sure you put your faith in Jesus. In fact, some people put their faith in prayer. Your faith is not in prayer. Listen to me. Your faith is in Jesus. Prayer is just a vehicle. Like my phone can get a hold of people. It's here in my pocket. And I can call people. But my relationship with whoever is not based on the phone. If I see them, I'll have a conversation with them. So people actually put too much confidence. Well, just pray about it. Just pray as if that was the answer. Prayer is the connection to God, but never put more faith in prayer, or especially people that do silent prayers. They say, let's pause for a moment of prayer. And I'm like, anybody going to say anything? Or we don't say anything when we pray. Well, that's weird, because the Bible said that you have to say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Believe those things you sayest shall come to pass, and then you'll have whatsoever things you sayest. So we're talking about saying way more than we are just, I'm thinking about it. What if I never told Nicole I loved her again? Just say, hey, you know what? After COVID, I decided to save my words, and I'm never saying I love you again. You're going to have to feel my love. You're going to have to guess my love. You're going to, how do y'all know? We're going to have trouble. Come on, raise your old lazy hand up at me right now. Come on, right? Yeah, she wants to hear it. She wants to hear it 50 times a day. And after telling her 50 times a day and showing her stuff, she still says sometimes, I don't feel like you love me. I go, come here, and I'm going to make you feel. I'm going to leave the door open. I'm going to leave the door open. We don't base anything on feelings. We base it on the fact. And the fact is the truth of God's word from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22 and 21 has delivered you and me. And now we can walk it, not only healed, we can walk in divine health. Let's go to 3 John real quick. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. One translation said, I pray above all things that you be in health. And then there's this big little line that says, even as your soul prospers. For you to walk in divine health, you have to prosper in your soul. Because what you don't know, you don't know. Somebody called me today and they were really sick and asked me to pray. And they were really nauseous. I said, call your doctor and get some Zofran. I'm no doctor, but it's the first thing I do if I feel nauseous. I say Zofran. I even go, by the way, I go crazy because I don't think you get the attention sometimes you need if you don't know, I need Zofran. Oh God, I'm gonna, like if I go to the hospital and they say what level of pain is, if it's a 2, I'm gonna say it's a 10. People looked at me this way. You're lying. I asked God to forgive me. Come on, somebody. I went too far with you. But because I know, and I'm around medical stuff all the time with people sick, Zofran just helps people. Anybody ever heard of Zofran? So they said, I'll check into that. But what you don't know, you will not enjoy. So if you go to the wrong church, you can die early because they don't believe in healing. They don't teach healing. They think that God forbid you blame this on God. I'm not going to kick Liam down the stairs. Not going to teach him the stove's hot. By putting his hand on it, we're going to teach him. And that's what I'm doing to you right now, is I'm teaching you the word of God. Everybody shout, I like it. Shout it again, I like it. Now let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. Come on, Florida, stick with me on this. It says, he himself who bore, there's that word NASA again if you look it up. He himself, Jesus did it himself. He NASA'd our sin in his own body on the tree that we, having died to sin, might live to righteousness. And here's the kicker for your healing: by whose stripes you were healed. You were healed. You say, well, I don't feel like I'm healed. Again, feelings are the last thing to know. Nicole said today at her house, she was blow drying her hair, which takes about an hour and a half with extreme heat, because the heat is hot. And then she's already a hottie, so it's double the heat going. And then it's 100 degrees with a heat index of 199 in St. Louis right now. And it's humid. And she said, I don't think our hair's working. I said, oh, it's working. If it wasn't working, you would have caught on fire a minute ago while you're... Any women know, raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. You're, oh, I look good, but my hair, that's why y'all just need a wig. Come on, somebody, just put a wig on your hair. Leave it. I'm going to preach it to you just for one. Just, you could have a lot of wigs. You could have different wigs with different heads on it. In fact, it'd really be cool because you could actually go in the traffic lane and look like you're in a carpool because you could take the wigs with you. Don't be wigging out on me right now. I'm just saying a wig. Help you. Shave your head, put on a wig. Can I get an amen for that? She said, I don't feel like the air's working. So she ran down the hallway. She checked the Ashton's room. She said, well, Ashton's room's cooler. I said, I think it's smaller square footage. And it might not be working as good as it could be working, but we have to go with the thermostat and the thermometer. So at your house, there's a thermostat and a thermometer. The thermometer tells us the temperature in the room. The thermostat requests the temperature that we want. And this is where a lot of marriages have struggled, because the woman's always sneaking around, messing with it, and then the guy comes on and he's sneaking around, messing with it, and everybody lying, everybody. And then the guy is so stupid, he just went and did it like this. Your wife got an app on your phone. Look at Bob, he's so stupid. Look at me right now. I'm taking it right now. Turn it down in here. Good job, Bob. There's an app for that. But in your healing, as we're kind of wrapping this up in the next few minutes, your healing is, Father, I believe that you bore my whatever it was. I know that it is your will to heal me. The answer is yes. So why don't I feel like it? It doesn't happen right away. Nicole has Amazon now, I think, and Amazon Prime, and so we really never go to the store anymore. We order it. So I came in here a few hours ago, and I was checking things out at the church, and then I went back home. She had ordered some things, and she had ordered ice. And she didn't hear the doorbell, right? So she didn't know. She did something wrong. I don't know how to do all this stuff, but she orders ice. When I came back, there was half, the porch was wet, and there was a half a bag of ice laying there because the dude that delivered it didn't notify. He just said, hey, my job is done here. He walked away. And the ice was melting. But Nicole ordered through an app, got the address right. She wasn't standing at the front porch going, I wonder if it's going to come. God, send my ice. Cue up the song. Ice, ice, baby. No, she hid it. She ordered it. And she went upstairs and took a nap. Because she just knew they were coming. Instead of driving to the store, she trusted, she believed, she knew the technology, and it's incredible. And Jeff Bezos got a little bit of our money. Amazon drops the bag off. But she was not at the front door going, I don't think it's coming. It's been 10 minutes. It's been an hour. In fact, some stuff doesn't come in a day. Some stuff you got to allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. So when you request, come on, Florida, listen to me right now. When you request your healing, we ask the Father, God, we know it's your will to heal us. We see that your answer is yes. We know that you're yes and amen. We know Isaiah 53:5, if you're note takers, we read it earlier. It says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes, we are healed. You say, I know I are healed. I just don't feel like I'm healed. But I'm not going by what I feel. I'm going by, I set the temperature where I wanted it to be. The thermometer just hasn't caught up to the desired result. That's where faith comes in. Last scripture, I'll quote it for you. It says, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, I threw that on a minute, might take him a second. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By the way, give it up for this team. That was really quick. It's like stump the band. You just can't do it with these guys. Now faith is the substance. One translation says the title deed, things hoped for. I hope I have a husband. I hope I get the job. I hope I get the healing. But then you've heard of people that lose hope. The Bible says the hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you're like, I just give up. That's why you got to hear the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. That's why you got up and came to church today. It's because you're going to hear the word. And the word, while the world is saying you're going to die, the world is going to die. If you don't put your trust in this, you're going to die. And you go, oh, I got a different plan. Jesus nested me 2,000 years ago, and by his stripes, I am healed. I don't have to get it. Jesus got it for me. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm healed, whole, delivered, happy, blessed. I'm going to live so long, my friends in heaven think I went to hell. Come on, give God crazy praise today. Everybody stand with me at all campuses. Stand with me everywhere for a moment. I should have warned you at the beginning of the service, if you had a disease or a sickness that you wanted to keep, you probably need to leave because there's a high probability you'll lose it. Because you realize, I don't have to do that. I don't have to keep that. For far too long, you've put your trust in, and nothing wrong. I love the medical profession. Thank God for doctors and nurses. Thank God for medicine. But even when I take medicine, I take it in faith. Because I want to put my trust in Jesus, not my trust in medicine. And when you do that, it'll change everything about you. I feel the Lord speaking to me here in Florida that some of you have had a spirit of fear. You've been very afraid of dying of a disease. I want to do this real quick. I'm going to look to see if I can find this. I just came across this today. I studied for it. Long time and put more of the word in because I, by the way, I'm not on any medicine. I'm 51 and I feel good. So, but I put a lot of this in me. And Exodus, here's where it was. Exodus 15, verse 26. It says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. You came to church today, so everybody shout, that's me. And you give ear to his commands, shout that again, that's me. And you keep his statutes, everybody shout, that's me. Then none of the diseases that are allowed on the Egyptians will come on you. So when you obey his statutes, what's that? Forsake not the assemblies of yourselves together. When the evil day approaches, do it all the more. Where will you rob me? You've robbed me in your tithes and offerings. So you say, I'm doing the stuff that I know to do. Then it says, if you do that, one more time, I love it. It says, I will put none of these diseases which came upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. I want to shout that to you. I am the Lord that heals you. If Jesus himself came here today, he would say, I am the Lord that heals you, and none of the diseases. COVID will not get you. Every strand of COVID will not get you. Cancer will not get you because I have nasted that sickness and the disease off of you, and you're forever healed and made whole. Raise your hand if it's building your faith. Oh, I won't have any of that. Somebody knocks at your door and delivered a boa constrictor or a box of snakes. How many of y'all be like, I ain't signing for that? What if they came in and said, hey, we got a whole box of roaches that just gave birth and we want to release those into your house? How many of y'all say, I ain't saying no to that? I am saying no to that. It should be, I'm not saying yes to that. If the enemy comes in and says, hey, I'm coming to your house tonight and I'm stealing your TV. I don't even know if people have DVDs anymore. If you do, he's going to take your DVD players and all your Home Alone videos, whatever, Die Hard 1, 2, and 12. And you go, I'm not saying yes to that. Get up out of here. Don't you do it? Well, you need to do the same thing with the devil. And he says, I'm going to get you with this. I'm going to kill you with that. You know, no, no way. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. I'm saying yes to what Jesus said in my life. I'm saying yes to the Bible. I'm saying yes to the church. Come on, somebody. I'm saying yes to Jesus. I want to pray for you. Stretch your hands toward me. Keep your eyes open for 1 minute. Here in Florida, I want you to look at me for 1 minute. I'm here to tell you what you heard, you can't ever go back from. What you just heard opened up your eyes to go, I can see Jesus heal me. And I can see it's the devil that wants to put me in fear. By the way, a coward dies 10,000 times, but a brave man only dies one time. So don't be afraid to die. When you die, you could just die in faith and go, oh, I think I'm going to go. That's why I'm going to do it, actually. I'm going to tell my family, hey, I'm ready to go. We're going to go to breakfast. We're going to do some stuff. And probably this afternoon, I'm probably going to go. Because several of my friends have done that. They've told me, hey, I'm going to go to heaven probably sometime next year. I'll let you guys know. And so they've told me, like four or five of them. One, the last one, my friend, Darren's dad, he called me and said, I want to have a big old peanut butter parfait from Dairy Queen. Then I'm going to go to my chair after I eat it. Bring all the family around. I'm going to lay hands on them, and I'm going to go to heaven. And he said, just like Brother Hagin, they're going to say I had a heart attack because my heart's going to have to stop for my spirit to come out of it. And I know it's crazy to think that you could have this kind of control, but I'm just that kind of nut. So you're going to hear about me someday, and I'm going to tell you, hey, I think I'm going to go, but I'm not going to go till I'm done training you. And you know, as slow as you people have been, it's going to be a while. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. We're gonna die strong. We're going to die when we want to die. No disease, no plague, no collision, no crash, no COVID. Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that faith begins where the will of God is known. Father, we release right now into the atmosphere of Florida, in the atmosphere of our online family around the world, that there is no distance in prayer. Faith has hit their heart today. And I bind a spirit of fear, and I say that we are not afraid. We walk in wisdom, but we are not afraid. We wash our hands, but we've always done that. We are not afraid. We use hand sanitizer, but we've always done that, but we are not afraid. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. I speak to every sickness and every disease, from pancreatic cancer to an inflamed colon to a hyperactive situation in your body, whether that's a thyroid or anything that is abnormal. Sugar levels, spikes. I say, God, that they're going to have, some of them will go to their doctors and say, I think you got to adjust my medicine. Some people are going to get their eyes checked and they say, I think I need my eyes checked. And they're actually going to see that their eyes are improving because their mouth is improving and their word is improving because they're obedient to the heavenly calling. In the name above all names, I release healing, life, vitality, youth, vigor, stamina, in the name of Jesus. Everybody that received it, say amen to that right now. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all glad you came to church today? Let's try it with the other hand like a hokey pokey. How many of y'all glad you came to church today? Oh, when I see Mama Pat, how old are you? Because she heard me all the way up here and said, she said, I'm going to be 83 in August. She didn't say, I'm hoping I make it to August. 83. So we got people in our church up in their 90s. And you're grappling because you're like, oh, I'm 50. No
don't even open your mouth again till you're 90. Mama Pat's like, I'm 83. I'm getting ready to go. Go out with some boys, looking at some men's online. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Don't you give up. Don't you die. Be strong. Buy a house with some steps in it.
All right, if you're good looking and healed, be seated as you watch Ebony's story.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app. And right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church podcast.